that a game you'll feel you should have won, Alan?
Yeah, definitely. We said that in the dressing room. Disappointing to drop 2 points, especially with the chances we created. You've got to make sure we finish them off. And sometimes it just wasn't your day. But we're disappointed with the goal we lost. It was a good block. Obviously something they've worked on in the training ground, and we just got caught just after half time. But even after that, I thought the boys responded really well and we should have put the game out of sight.
Michael Moffat had a great chance.
It took a horrible bobble, didn't it? It was one of them. It was 2 yards for goal, open goal, and it's just bounced up, so he was really unfortunate. The groundsman's worked really hard to get the game on, so I can't really complain too much.
You still feel the momentum's there though, Alan? The boys are unbeaten in 9.
It is, but these type of games you've got to win, and especially when you're so much on top. I don't think St Mirren causes any problems for open play, but for set pieces you can see the height they've got, they're really dangerous. So we're disappointed, but we go on, we keep the unbeaten run going.
It was all good drawing as a chance to get a couple of points back in there as well,
isn't it? It is. It's every game in this. There's no easy games. You can see St Mirren are scrapping for their life down the bottom of the league. They've brought in a lot of good players. We knew it was going to be a difficult task. But overall, I think we should have won the game, and the balance of play and the chances created.
You still jumped over
Rafe in the 6th. There's a long way to go, and it's about consistency, and the boys have showed that over the last couple of months. And we've just got to continue that type of form. You can see the bench we've got, it's really strong, and I'm sure that'll help us going forward for the rest of the season as well.
Was Callum Higginbotham always going to take the penalty?
I don't think anybody was going to get the ball off him. He was the first man to grab it, and Higgy's that type of character. Showed a lot of bottle to step up after missing the last one. So it was great for him to get the goal, and I think he was really unlucky on a couple of other occasions as well, with some shots and some great play. And you look at Paul McMillan as well. Very looked like a couple of penalty shouts as well for where we were sitting. I don't know how it looked for you guys. But I think Irvine was lucky to stay on the pitch.
Thanks, Alan.